Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Why, hello. Welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast. My name's Danielle Young. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group. And today I'm going to talk to you about programs in Australia, particularly what's known as the Circle of Security program. And I want to talk to you about what it is and how does it actually help parents going through a separation. Parenting through separation, as we all know, is challenging. And ensuring the emotional well-being of children during this time is crucial. One of the valuable resources for parents is this thing called this Circle of Security program. So I'm going to talk to you today, again, like to explain it, how to navigate the complexities of separation while fostering secure and healthy relationships with the kids, because that's essentially what this program is. So it's an internationally recognized evidence-based parenting program designed to enhance the bond between parents and their children. It's developed by clinical professionals, and it provides parents with tools and insights needed to understand and meet their children's emotional needs. The program's based on decades of research and on attachment theory and on the importance of secure parent relationships. The key components of this Circle of Security program are these. One, recognize, I guess, from a parent's perspective, that is, it helps them focus on this, recognizing their child's emotional needs. So parents learn to identify and respond to their children's emotional cues, fostering a sense of security and trust. Two, understand the circle. The program introduces this concept of the circle of security, which represents the child's needs to explore the world and return to the parent for comfort and reassurance. Three, enhance parenting skills. Parents develop strategies to support their child's emotional growth, managing challenging behaviors, and strengthen their attachment. Four, reflect on their parenting. That's a good one. The program encourages self-reflection, helping parents understand their own experiences and how they influence their parenting style. So how does it, I guess, help parents who are going through separation? Well, separation, like I've said, and we all know, is tumultuous. It's a tumultuous time for parents and for the children. So the program offers several benefits that are particularly valuable, I think, during this period of time. One, it ensures emotional stability. So by understanding and addressing children's emotional needs, parents can provide a stable and supportive environment, reducing the stress and anxiety associated with the separation itself. It improves communication. Whoa, that's a big one. The parenting program, or the Circle of Security program, I should say, enhances parents' abilities to communicate effectively with their children, fostering open and honest dialogue about their feelings and their concerns. It strengthens parent-child bonds. It maintains a secure attachment with both parents because doing that is crucial for a child's emotional well-being. The program helps parents nurture these bonds even in the context of separation. Four, it supports co-parenting. Hallelujah. Those who know me know I'm a massive fan. If we can get there, do it. Benefits the children. Anyway, I digress. Supports co-parenting. The principles of the Circle of Security program can be applied to co-parenting, helping separated parents work together to meet their child's needs and create a consistent nurturing environment. And of course, five, it reduces conflict. Understanding and managing children's behaviors and emotions can reduce conflict between parents and children, as well as between co-parents. So that's it. The Circle of Security program is a wonderful tool, I think, for parents navigating the challenges of separation. By focusing on the emotional needs of their children and fostering secure attachments, parents can create a supportive and stable environment that promotes the child's well-being. Whether you're in the midst of a separation or looking to improve your parenting skills, this Circle of Security program offers valuable insights and practical strategies to help you and your children thrive. The attendance of Circle of Security programs can be done voluntarily. You know, parents can just reach out. There's one run by Relationships Australia. There's, RAQ, Relationships Queensland. There's also some private ones. Have a look, search for Circle of Security. They'll come up in your area. But you can do it off your own accord. You can do it with respect of addressing allegations or concerns that are being raised against you about, you know, is the child ready? Are you ready? Can you parent? You haven't parented without me. All of those sorts of things that happen in family law matters. Or it can be incorporated that parents do it as part of their mediation agreement, for example, or their parenting plan, just so that you get on the same page with respect of the children. So anyway, that's it from me today. Circle of Security program. I think it's awesome for separated families. Go and have a look if it's something that you think might benefit your family, your legal matter, your co-parenting relationship, all of those things. Hope it's been informative today. Like I said, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.